Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. Once again, it is a pleasure to welcome to our studio the famous and talented Ed Marquardt is here, the director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. Welcome back, Ed.
Thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you. It's kind of a little bit of a barometer as the year rolls along. We know what's coming up, and we're going to have big concerts coming up the first week in December, just a couple weeks from now. And we're going to talk about those. We'll listen to some music that you've prepared for us that's going to be sung and or played, or both, in the concert. But let's catch up a little bit. We haven't seen you in a few months. How is the organization doing?
We're doing quite well, Michael. We've got some new members, as we always do in the fall. And we're very excited to be preparing this first concert, which is Bach's Marvelous Christmas Oratorio. And we have the funds to cover it, so we're in good shape.
There you go. All right. This is going to be December 3rd at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in beautiful downtown Providence, 7:30 p.m. And then the next day, because that's the way you are, is going to be in Newport at St. Joseph's Church at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, a repeat performance. And we really enjoy doing this. We don't get to do it as often as perhaps we'd like to, but it's always great to repeat something, to do it the next day, as we are in this case. It gives us a chance to have the nerves out of the way on Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon really enjoy what we're doing.
Yeah, it seems sad sometimes when you work so hard for something and then it's over and it's like, oh, let's do it again tomorrow.
I know. Yeah, yeah, you're exactly right. It's always sort of a letdown to realize you're going home and you've worked for two and a half months or whatever on a particular concert and it's over in 2 hours.
So. Right. Now, the chorale is made up of men and women, about how many roughly?
75 right now.
75, a big number. And
and the orchestra will be about 30 for this particular performance.
Okay, and the orchestra comes from lots of different places.
Well, they're all professionals, and the majority are in the Rhode Island Philharmonic Orchestra. They're members of that organization, as well as a few freelancers from Boston.
Right. It's not to be confused. It's not a Philharmonic presentation with the chorus. It's you hiring the members of the Philharmonic, right?
Correct.
The Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra has been around for a long time.
This is our 60th anniversary, and my 30th as music director.
So there you go.
It's a big privilege for all of us to have lasted this long.
Well, let's hope it goes for a lot longer. We have plenty of music to listen to today, and to get us in the mood, what do we have first?
We're going to start off with the very first chorus from the Bach's Christmas Oratorio, Shout Now Be Joyful. It's very jubilant, and with trumpets and kettle drum and strings and oboes and flutes, it's magnificent.
All right, well, it's a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to as much as possible.
Thank you.
You were right, Ed. Very jubilant and got us in the mood. Let's talk about some of the performers that will be participating in the concert.
Well, for starters, our soloists are absolutely wonderful, three of whom have performed with us before. The soprano is Dana Varga from Massachusetts, and she's just a delightful person to work with. Teresa Buchholz from New York City is making her fourth appearance with us, I believe, and she's a tremendous artist. The tenor is a young man whom I auditioned a couple of years ago from the Boston University opera program, and he sang Messiah with us last year, and when I decided we would do another Baroque piece by Bach, he was the perfect choice to be the tenor soloist for this. He's magnificent also. And then a young baritone I heard through the good graces of my friend Paul Phillips at Brown University, who was auditioning this young man. Colin Levin is his name, the baritone. I don't believe I mentioned the names of the other two. The mezzo is Teresa Buchholz, and the tenor is Jesse Darden. So after I heard Colin, I thought, what can I use this young man for? Because he's quite good as well. And so I called, and he was available to do Christmas oratorio. So this is the first time he has worked with us.
All right. Sounds exciting. Sounds like a great group. And all younger. Is there, I don't think I've ever asked you this question before, is there a life expectancy, like a baseball player, or,
Well, it varies from singer to singer. Lower voices, especially men, basses and baritones, can go longer. Mm-hmm. There comes a point where, like the rest of the body, the vocal cords start to become a little bit more unpliables, shall we say.
So there's not a lot of sopranos that are in their 70s, for example, that would still other be
than
professionally.
No, exactly, exactly.
Okay, so I don't think we've touched on that, but...
It's probably best not to, actually.
Yeah, I guess not. All right, we won't go there then. Let's just go to the next piece of music, which is what?
This is a great mezzo-soprano aria, Prepare Thyself, Zion. It's interesting because about a third of Bach's piece of this Christmas oratorio, he reworked from other cantatas, and this aria is one of the ones that he reworked and used in the Christmas oratorio. The words are different, but the music is the same as they were in a secular cantata.
All right. Well, again, this is a little bit lengthy, so we'll try to listen to as much as possible.
Müssen heut viel schöner prahlen.
Beside the four soloists we talked about before this piece, you have other guests that will be appearing with you.
That's correct, Mike. We have the Community College of Rhode Island Chamber Choir conducted by Joseph Amante, Dr. Joseph Amante. And I asked them to perform with us throughout the course of this work. Various chorales appear, and Bach was famous for his harmonizations of the chorales. In Bach's time, in the church service of in which this work, comprised of six cantatas actually, would have taken place, the congregation knew these chorales and would sing them as hymns.
And, sing along, almost.
Right. Well, not almost. They would.
They would. Okay.
Because they were Lutherans, and they all sang.
Everybody sang.
And so I'm going to have the chamber choir off to one side, sort of replicating, if you will, the congregation that would have been in Bach's church at the
right,
time,
because we don't expect this audience just to know it.
right. Well, it's also a way for us to reach out and have another group perform with us, which is always a treat for us, and we hope for them. A word about the Christmas Oratorio is comprised of six cantatas, each one written for a special feast day during the course of the 12 days of Christmas during Bach's time, and that's not the ones with the partridge and a pear tree and all that. We're doing four of the complete cantatas, plus we're ending with the last chorale, which is very festive and uses trumpets and so on, the entire orchestra. This chorale that we're going to hear now is "How Shall I Then Receive Thee?" Bach had used it before in both St. John and St. Matthew Passion, and five times he harmonized it in the St. Matthew Passion. And it's better known to people, I think, as the Passion Chorale, O Sacred Head, Now Wounded. Bach uses it in this Christmas Oratorio twice, and there are other indications that Bach, in his mind, ties together the birth of the baby Jesus and the death of Christ on the cross. And I think this is a perfect example. It's the first chorale we hear in the work, and it's also the last chorale we hear in the work.
All right, we will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Ed and the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra.
Oh,
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with Ed Marquard, the director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, celebrating his 30th year with the chorale and 60th year of the organization in general. They're going to be having their holiday concert, if we can call it that, Ed. Is it okay to call it a holiday
Absolutely.
Concert? All right.
Absolutely.
It's going to be December 3rd at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in downtown Providence at 7:30 p.m. And then again the next day, December 4th, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, at St. Joseph's Church in Newport. And the website to get further information, if you'd like to, is pretty simple to remember. It's ricco.org, ricco.org. And everything you want to know is on that website about this concert, right?
At least that which we want you to know.
There you go. And people can find out about getting tickets. And
Right. There's also a phone number, if they care to call that, 401-521-5670.
And operators are standing by.
Or at least one. And there will be tickets available at the door as well. But they're more expensive at the door than if you pre-order.
Well, then that's a good reason to support the group. Get online or call and get your tickets. Well, can't get them too early because it's only 2 weeks away, but you can certainly do that and make a great early Christmas present for someone. You just get them tickets and bring them down to either Newport or Providence. And the concert is going to be a wonderful event, and we already talked about four people will be coming in as solos, and the Community College Chamber Choir will be there, so a big event. 70, you know, singers, you said?
Yeah, there'll be over 100 of us. So
over 100.
All together.
Participants,
right.
And each having, you know, a salary of a couple $1,000s, so that's a pretty...
That would be news to all of us if that were the case.
So the chorus itself, the chorale itself, is obviously a completely volunteer organization.
Yes, correct.
And is it an auditioned?
It is that as well. And our membership currently, well, recently anyway, has come from 27 towns and communities in the state and in southeastern Massachusetts as well.
So, wow, so spread out all over.
Exactly. That's why we're the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get back to the performance and some of the music that will be that people will be hearing that day. We've already heard three pieces. Let's go on to number four.
This is the so-called Sinfonia from the opening of the second cantata, which is the appearance of the angel unto the shepherds. And so Bach begins the movement or the cantata with an instrumental work featuring flutes and four oboes. I might add that rehearsing this work is a little bit tough because all six cantatas have a different orchestration. So we have to use careful planning to get it rehearsed. But this is one of the more famous parts of this multi-movement work.
Thank you.
All right. Beautiful music provided by the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And Ed has been kind enough to introduce each piece and explain what's happening as we go through the concert. We're not going to listen to the entire concert today because then why would you have to buy a ticket, right?
There you go.
And this is not the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra that you've been listening to, is it?
No, it's the great Helmut Rehling and the Gechinger Kantorei and the Collegium Musicum Stuttgart.
I'm glad you said that. I didn't have to that way. All right. What do you have for us next?
Continuing on with part two of Messiah, that's next year, of the Christmas Oratorio. We're going to listen to what is called a recitative. In a work such as this, the tenor plays the part of the evangelist, and he is the storyteller. And the arias and the choruses and so on are commentaries on the story. Now we're out in the fields with the shepherds, and the tenor sings, and they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, and so forth. And then the angels appear, and the chorus sings, "Glory to God in the highest."
Und es waren Hirten in derselben Gegend auf dem Felde bei den Hürden, die hüteten des Nachts ihre Herde. Und siehe, des Herren Engel trat zu ihnen, und die Klarheit des Herren leuchtet um sie. Und sie fürchten sich sehr.
I should mention that although you have been listening to all these choruses and arias in German, we are actually doing the performance in English.
That'll be helpful.
It will, I think. I haven't done it in English in 41 years, and I've done it four times. So this has been an excursion for me as well. I should also mention that this is the first time in over 25 years that the Christmas Oratorio has been performed in Providence.
Really?
I believe the Chorus of Westerly did it last year, but that was in Westerly and not up here. So we're very happy to do this. And that last performance 25 years ago, I also had the privilege of conducting, albeit at Rhode Island College.
Hmm. All right. So now the translation from German to English, I presume, is pretty close. I mean, they get the idea, right?
It is. Exact, but I'm glad you brought that up, because what translators try to do is match English syllables to the number of notes that Bach wrote, sometimes successfully, sometimes not. Our translation is largely by a British gentleman by the name of Neil Jenkins, with secret tweaks by Edward Marquardt to make it a little bit more palatable, I think.
All right. Well, I like the secret tweaks part.
There you go.
All right. What do we have next?
This is a three-part goodie here. This is from the third cantata for the third day of Christmas. It's Lord of the Heavens, and again, it's a jubilant kind of chorus that Bach uses to introduce this cantata, with trumpets and kettle drum, flutes, oboes, strings, and so on. It's followed by another recitative, and the tenor sings, "And when the angels were gone into heaven, and the shepherds talk among themselves," in the next chorus, the third item, which is, "Let us now hurry to Bethlehem."
All right, three relatively short pieces. We'll listen to those three, then take another short break and be back with more. To Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano. We're sitting with Ed Marquardt, listening to selections that will be performed by the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra on Saturday, December 3rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in Providence, and then again on Sunday, December 4th, 3 o'clock at St. Joseph's Church in Newport. If you'd like information or to reserve tickets, you can go to the website ricco.org, or you can call the phone number 401-521-5000. 5670 and get tickets that way. Tickets are extremely reasonably priced, $30 for adults at the door, $27 in advance, so you can save yourself $6 a pair if you do it in advance. Seniors are $24, students are $10 with a student ID. And those are wonderful prices that make it affordable for just about everybody. If you're a senior and a student, then I guess you can get an even bigger discount.
One of those SOS, slightly older students.
You know, it's one of those things where we do our part on WCRI to try to promote and get people out, enjoy this kind of thing. But this is something you as a listening audience should just be wanting to do. It's a wonderful opportunity to hear great music and support a great group, the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And Ed, not only this coming up in under 2 weeks, but you have a full season celebrating the 60th anniversary.
Indeed we do. On March 25th at the Cathedral, the last two concerts are at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul, and we're very grateful to the people there for allowing us to do that, is our annual collegiate vocal competition. Winners will be featured as soloists in Haydn's Mass in Time of War on that program. And as part of our 60th anniversary celebration, we've commissioned a work from Rhode Island composer Roger Cishi, just a terrific composer. He's writing about a 10-minute piece for us based on a poem by Langston Hughes called I Dream a World. And when Roger and I sat down to talk about this particular endeavor, we both hit on that poem immediately. So there was very little discussion. It's a great poem. And if you know the poem, and many people do, it's an amazing parallel to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech.
Okay.
And it's the same sort of thing. The last concert is Johannes Brahms' great German Requiem on June 3rd of 2017. It features the soloist David Kravitz, baritone, and Diana McVeigh, soprano, who many of you may have heard sing at McCoy Stadium with
a
friend of mine here.
A very famous quartet sang with Diana.
That's right.
Major claim to fame that she, Diana has been gracious enough to sing with my quartet for a couple of years at McCoy Stadium now, where we do the Memorial Day weekend celebration into the fireworks. And I don't think that's her big claim to fame. She's worldwide famous and happens to be married to Ed.
Lucky me.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to go there. I've done that enough in the past.
You've done that enough in the past.
Done that enough in the past, but it'll be great to see Diana in concert again in Rhode Island after her world travels that take her all over the place. So next time you come back to promote that concert, you have to bring her with you.
I certainly shall, and I must say there's nobody in the world who sings it this particular role better than she does. So,
all right. Let's get back to the December concert and the music that you've prepared for us.
We are now, again, ending part three with a great aria. This is newly composed by Bach for the occasion in Cantata 3. It's when Mary keeps all these things and ponders them in her heart. It's absolutely gorgeous with a violin solo. And it sounds strangely to me like the Agnus Dei from the B minor Mass. There again, I think Bach's intent, at least to me, is quite clear that the birth of Jesus is wrapped up in the cross at the end.
Thank you.
Well, Ed, another hour has gone by listening to beautiful music. Thanks again for you coming in. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
It's my pleasure, believe me.
For everyone, I'm going to give you the website and phone number one more time, so grab your pencils. It's RICCO.org for the website, and the phone number is 401-521-5670. And go online, get your tickets, or call up and get your tickets one way or the other. Be there. And all this doesn't happen without some support, right, Ed?
Exactly. We have great support from the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts and the Levy Foundation, and then so many individual sponsors, corporate sponsors. None of this would happen without those folks in our corner to help make it possible. It costs a great deal to put these performances on. We think they're worth it. Apparently, our sponsors think they're worth it, and we hope you do, too. So thanks to all those folks for making our performances possible.
It's a good thing to keep it going, so you can do your part by, if you haven't been a donor or a sponsor, you can do your part just by attending. So buy a ticket and get there.
There's nothing like live music. Live plays, as you and I talked about.
Yep.
The live performance is a great experience for anyone.
All right. Another great opportunity to get younger people involved and let them hear some very high talent, and get them to experience it firsthand. Another great opportunity.
And I must say that the people in our chorus come from all kinds of occupations, avocations, mm-hmm. all walks of life. You don't have to be necessarily a top-flight musician to enjoy this experience. We hope that you will be moved, enlightened, and to a degree entertained, no matter what the piece is.
Absolutely. All right, we have one more piece to listen to. What is that?
This is the very last chorale in part 6 of the Christmas Oratorio. Now Vengeance Has Been Taken. You will hear it, of course, in German. And again, he ends it as he began it, with the Passion Chorale, although in a slightly more jubilant fashion, much the same as he opened the work a couple of hours ago.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. See you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.